This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in the Hamas incursion into Israel has risen to at least 700, the largest single-day death toll in Israeli history.
Many are describing Hamas's surprise incursion as Israel's 9/11. The death toll jumped dramatically as hundreds of young people who were at a party in a forest near Gaza apparently were killed. The Israeli army said more than 100 Israelis were kidnapped and taken to Gaza. Among them, the elderly, women, and children. Hamas declared victory and cited military achievements against Israel. Israel continued to bombard Gaza with airstrikes that have killed hundreds of Palestinians. Israel says it has taken dozens of Hamas gunmen as prisoners. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden ordered warship and more planes to move closer to Israel in a show of support on Sunday while sending fresh military aid after attacks by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The U.S. Defense Department said it was sending the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford and its accompanying warships to the eastern Mediterranean while boosting fighter aircraft squadrons within that area. New York locals gathered on Sunday for a demonstration condemning Hamas's attack on Israel. A few dozen pro-Palestinian protesters also gathered at Times Square in New York and near the White House in Washington Sunday, expressing opposition to the U.S.'s support of Israel. Some protesters carried banners saying end U.S. aid and resistance is not terrorism. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Saturday condemned plans for such demonstrations, saying they were morally repugnant. This is VOA News.
The figures couldn't be independently verified, but if correct, the toll would eclipse the one that hit eastern Afghanistan in June 2022, striking a rugged mountainous area and killing at least 1,000 people. Saturday's magnitude 6.3 quake hit a far more densely populated area near Afghanistan's fourth largest city, Herat, followed by strong aftershocks. People have been attempting to dig out the dead and injured with their hands, clambering over rocks and debris. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's Ledesma referring to the Taliban government spokesman saying that the earthquake that struck western Afghanistan killed at least 2,400 people. Finland and Estonia say the undersea Baltic Connector gas pipeline running between the two countries across the Baltic Sea has been temporarily taken out of service due to a suspected leak. The Finnish and Estonian gas system operators said they noted an unusual drop in pressure in the pipeline shortly before 2 Sunday morning, after which they shut down the gas flow. The Finnish operator says it was suspected the offshore pipeline between Finland and Estonia was leaking, but gave no reason for the suspected leak and said it's investigating together with Estonian officials. Projections show Germany's center-right opposition winning 2 state elections at the halfway mark of the Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government, and a far-right party that has been riding high in national polls making gains. The votes followed a campaign marked by discontent with persistent squabbling in the national government and by pressure to reduce the number of migrants arriving in Germany. The National Interior Minister, who leads the federal response on migration, suffered a heavy defeat in what was always difficult bid to become governor of her home state. About 9.4 million people were eligible to vote for the new legislature in Bavaria, and around 4.3 million in a neighboring area, which includes Germany's financial capital of Frankfurt. And again, U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered warships and warplanes to move closer to Israel. This is in show of support while sending fresh military aid after attacks by the Palestinian militant group Hamas on Israel. The U.S. Defense Department said it was sending the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford and its accompanying warships to the eastern Mediterranean while boosting fighter aircraft squadrons within that region. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.